What is up? I am preparing this edition of the preview of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And let me just tell you, today, the weather here in beautiful West Michigan may be one of the ugliest days ever. Oh, rain turning to snow. Oh, it's just wet and cold and stupid. Oh, my God. Horrible. Anyway, still have the free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I'm going to give you Bet on Ben. All right. Not all of it, though. It's a cliffhanger. To get the full show, you got to find it on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I suggest throwing $5 at me. All right, Eric Zane, I'm going to give this whole Patreon thing a try. See if I like the 15 hours of content that's on there. I post Monday through Friday, sometimes more than once, all during the work week for you to listen to, in addition to the free daily podcast. Okay? Patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you like it, convert it to a yearly and save 10%. If you hate it, cancel that. Thank you for trying. Here you go. The free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, show number 50, right here.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric.
Eric. Let's get a laugh and have some fun with Kevin Kuypers sitting in his gaming chair and watching, no doubt, the Red Wings game.
Oh, yeah.
How about the Wings, winners of three in a row coming into this game with the Caps?
They're looking good so far. What's the rookie Raymond looks crazy.
Yeah, I know it. What is the is there a score in today's game?
0-0.
Are they in Washington or in Detroit?
In Detroit, looks like. Yeah, in Detroit.
They're doing so well because they got rid of my old teammate, Ablicator.
What was he like growing up?
Tall and fast and really good.
was he a jerk?
No, not at all. Yeah, he was really nice.
He was on your team?
Yeah, for 5-6 years we played together.
Did he just kick everybody's ass?
He was exceptionally good. But yeah. I don't know. He was bigger. Like, I'm only 5'8". He had to be, you know, probably 6'2", maybe 6'1".
Yeah, he did.
He got the height and the speed, and
I don't even think that guy's playing anymore.
Rip a shot. I think he plays over in Sweden.
Oh, yeah, it's overseas.
Like a loser.
Okay, here we go. Kevin Kuypers is playing. What sport was standardized under the Queensberry rules? Or I could even ask, what sport is associated with the Queensberry rules? Kevin, you going to bet on or against Ben?
We're going to go against.
Oh, that's a good call. See, now when I think sport and I think of England, or is that, or no, this is Queensberry. Has nothing to do with the Queen of England, does it?
I can't say.
At first I thought you said Queensberry rules.
It's one
Queensberry.
Yeah. Like, it's all one word, Queensberry. That's what the rules are called. The Queensberry rules.
Right.
I think Amanda might know this one. She's kind of somewhat confident. Maybe not. All right, Ben, what sports is associated?
Water sports? Because Amanda knows it. She's confused. Oh, now she gets it.
Look at that eye roll. She's like, okay, enough. Stop it. No more jokes about Amanda urinating on people.
Yes. All right. I've got a guess. I don't know how good of a guess this is, but I'm going to say tennis.
Somebody show me tennis. Sorry. It is boxing.
Okay. My other guess was golf, so.
Is that Kevin's first one? Was that his first?
Yeah.
Okay. Going for $2, Kevin. Who was the editor of the Daily Planet?
Against.
Son of a bitch. Who's the editor of the Daily Planet? He's going against you.
Ugh. I don't. I'm just gonna have to say Peter Parker because I don't know the other guy's name. Is that even Daily Planet or is that Clark Kent? I'm confused. Is Clark Kent the right answer?
What is your answer, Benjamin?
My answer was Peter Parker.
Peter Parker is his answer. I'm sorry, that is not correct. The Daily Planet is Superman's newspaper.
Okay.
And the Perry White. Was that guy's name? All right.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Never heard of that before.
$2 for Kevin Kuiper. He's going for $4 as he vapes away the night. Remember when all the vapes were blowing up in people's faces and putting the metal through them and killing them? I mean, everybody was dying from that.
That due to death.
As soon as COVID hit, everybody stopped dying.
Yeah, that's true.
My buddy got third-degree burns from one.
Oh, that's good. Was it in his pocket, or what happened?
It was in his pocket. It overheated and blew up.
Oh, wow.
Was it? Because sometimes people would buy, like, inferior products. And
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
He bought one from a store and then modified it, and that's how it blew up.
He's a dumb shit. And then... When he was in the hospital, did you call him a nasty name because he's so stupid?
Call him a dumbass.
You should. Good, good.
Memard.
Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, They're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill, and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in, and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Within 10%, going for $4. What percentage of the Earth's water is drinkable? What what percentage of the Earth's water is drinkable? Kevin, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
It's a bad idea, but you're giving him 10%. I'll go on him.
Oh, no.
That's a bad idea.
Oh, no, that is a bad idea. Oh, boy. Let me take a swing at this one. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
I hate this game.
Tension. He thinks you're going to get game. This. What percentage yeah. of the world's water is drinkable?
All right. I'm going to say my answer, and then before you say it's right or wrong, I want Kevin to say what he thinks the answer is.
It's a good idea.
Yes. Just to see if we're on the same page or way off. I'm going to say, show me 10%, Eric.
And Kevin, I forget. You bet on him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
What? Oh, I got it right?
Barely. The correct answer is 1%. You said 10.
Right. That was my thinking. My thinking was that it was below 10%. So that's why I went with it.
You know what you're doing.
I guess. 1%.
That's $4 for our happy faced fella. Who I'm trying.
Spring water?
You know, I think like the Great Lakes, that is drinkable water.
I don't know, man. A lot of people piss and shit in that.
Well, I mean, unless I'm misunderstanding the question. I mean, maybe after they purify it, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, next up, going for $8, Kevin Kuypers. Ooh, what phrase does Dorothy repeat as she clicks her ruby shoes to return to Kansas? Kevin. Are you, look at Amanda. Are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Oh, what? He likes movies. I got to go on him here.
A 100-year-old movie.
Yeah.
It is.
Isn't this like the first colored movie?
With coloreds in it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. All those little munchkin people.
I don't know if they were colored.
I was going to say another thing that was in the movie, but I don't want to because that's Bad News Bears. it would just be a joke, but I don't want to say it.
What phrase does Dorothy repeat as she clicks her ruby shoes to return to Kansas?
I'm pretty sure I 100% know this, but I'm worried that the Mandela effect might be taking place on this answer.
And I think is that like over time it changes?
Yeah.
He thinks you're going to get it.
Right. I'm going to say there's no place like home.
That is correct.
All right.
Kevin, you have $8. This is like, you're doing fantastic.
Yes.
Going for 16. Whoo, here we go. How many fingers are used to draw a bow? Sexy voice Andrea would know this. Don't give him any hints. How many fingers are used to draw a bow?
Gonna go against.
I'm gonna,
and you can like practice right now, Ben. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna say four, Eric. Your two index or whatever pointer fingers and your thumbs.
So are you suggesting two hands would draw the string back? That's it. I'm gonna leave it right there with Ben completely clueless as to what I'm asking him about drawing a bow. What was his answer? Two pointer fingers, a pinky, and a thumb? Wait, what? The full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.